Czech coalition leaders have crossed swords over one of the most influential men in the Czech cabinet, Defence Minister Alexander Vondra of the Civic Democrats. Mr. Vondra has been dogged by problems lately, the most serious of which is a questionable multi-million crown contract relating to the country's EU presidency at a time when he held the EU portfolio. When the internet daily Euro.cz on Wednesday published information suggesting that Mr. Vondra had allegedly been aware of the scam, which cost taxpayers millions of crowns, the two smaller parties moved in for the kill, demanding that Minister Vondra face the problem squarely and accept political responsibility for the scandal. I asked political analyst Vít Holoušek if this is likely to be the last straw for the embattled defence minister.
Well, I think that it is another kind of power play that used to take part in the coalition already before. The situation now seems more serious because the accusation made against Minister Vondra can harm not only his position in the government, but generally the position of Civil Democratic Party in the government. On the other hand, I still can imagine that Alexander Vondra will be able at least partially explain his role in this Promopro issue, and that the Civil Democrats, including Prime Minister Nečas, will be able to force smaller coalition partners not to ask for Minister Vondra's resignation.
On the other hand, we're talking about a very high-placed politician here, and we're talking about a questionable multi-million crown contract. Now, is not mere suspicion of involvement enough for a politician to resign at this point?
Well, I would still be more careful to talk about the personal responsibility of Alexander Vondra. It is clear that the whole affair should be explained and the real responsibility should be discovered. But I would still leave some time to Alexander Vondra to explain what the role of is in the affair used to be, and respectively the other actors involved in the affair to clarify what exactly happened.
You know, this government has been sending out a strong anti-corruption message ever since it took office, but its own record is not very good in this respect. So how credible is it at this point in terms of fighting corruption and, well, and being serious about fighting corruption?
Definitely this point is less credible than it used to be in the period of elections. It is not only the case of Alexander Vondra's affair. We can use some other examples of recent political history of the Czech Republic. On the other hand, part of the problem is that the coalition is more fragile than it seemed after the elections, and despite the huge majority in the House of Deputies, it is more dealing with its own internal problems than with important policy issues, corruption included.
Political analyst Vít Holoušek there, who currently lectures at Masaryk University in Brno, talking about the latest crisis within the Czech governing coalition.